Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings. This is Reverend Connie Habash. Welcome to Awakening Self, a show dedicated to awakening the divine in you. Well, it's been a while since I've had a show on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm very grateful to be here today with you. I've been inspired lately, or some might say impelled, motivated, called to offer the radio shows again, because we are in changing and challenging times, aren't we? We are seeing unprecedented things happening on the planet, in our nation, or at least in the nation where I'm in, which is the United States, which is affecting the whole global community. And I felt called to provide more support and inspiration and a community that no matter where you are on the planet, we can come together in and reawaken our connection to the divine, and today find our center. So we're focusing today on staying in your center in challenging times. And boy, haven't we been challenged lately. So I'm going to talk today about what is our center and what does it mean to stay in our center. Why is that important? And how we can stay in our center. And I invite you to participate if you are listening in live. I know some of you are listening in podcasts, but if you're listening in live and you'd like to call in and share your insights or ask questions, the number is 563-999-3743. So what is our center? Well, we can think of our center in a lot of different ways. We can think of it physically. We can think of it energetically, psychologically, and spiritually. But in essence, being in our center and our center itself is knowing who we are, is knowing our essence, our truth, and standing in that and feeling that within you. It's sort of the psychological aspect of what center is. And I think you know that you're in center when you just feel very clear and very grounded and on purpose. You feel like you're on purpose with whatever you're doing and engaged and present with wherever you are and whoever you're with. Being in our center physically refers to a couple places in the body. One is our gravitational center in our belly. So when I say gravitational center, that's where we generally carry the most weight and where we're going to feel the most stable and steady in our bodies. Now, men have a little bit higher mass in their chest, but our gravitational center is still in our lower belly. People who practice martial arts know this, that if you are centering yourself in your belly, you're going to be more stable. But unfortunately, most of us are going around centered in our head. We're thinking all the time. We're obsessing. We're ruminating. We're worrying. We're planning. We're, you know, engaging in fantasy, whatever it is. And that pulls us up into our head and out of our physical gravitational center. That's also our energetic center there. And so we can imagine that as a ball of energy there that's keeping us connected to our essence, to our sense of self, and to the divine within us. And in particular, our connection to the divine within us energetically is a cord, or a, you might think of it as a tube of light through our center, our central axis. So basically from the top of our head to the base of our pelvis, there's a central energy channel, and in yogic tradition, that's called the Sushumna. And this is what's called our core, where we feel center. So bringing all of your energy into your core there and seeing it as a luminous channel of energy can help us feel centered palpably and energetically and connecting to that lower belly. And of course, there's spiritually feeling centered. And to me, that is remaining attuned to the divine, to God, Goddess, all that is, whatever you call that. Keeping ourselves aligned with something greater that's within us, that we can connect to inside of ourselves, not just out there, but felt within us. So what then is staying in our center? Well, that means that we are rooted in something stable within us. So rooting is very connected to centering. Rooting is our ability to send roots down into the earth or to connect and ground to the earth, to feel anchored, to feel stabilized. So when we're rooted and grounded to the earth and within ourselves, we feel stable and steady. And centering connects to and relates to rooting. They usually go hand in hand. And this allows us to feel steady no matter how the winds are blowing. No matter what is going on in our lives or in our world, that we still have that sense of rooted and centeredness. We know who we are, and we feel stabilized and steady there. Very much like, think of how a palm tree stays rooted and stays in its spot on the earth, knowing where it is and that which it is, a palm tree, but it sways and blows in a hurricane, but it doesn't generally get uprooted like many other trees often would. And the metaphor of the hurricane is very helpful here because the center of the hurricane is that still, quiet place. So that's very much like our axis or that core of energy or light within us, the Sushumna. When we come into that, it's like the quiet or the center in a storm. So when we're centered, our mind is more quiet, calm. It's more neutral. It's not getting caught up in all the drama around us, which scatters us out and around, right? In our personal dramas, in the drama going on in the United States right now, etc. Staying in our center also means returning again and again to our truth. And to what we value, to what's important to us. We keep coming back to that in a way that helps us feel cohesive within. So being centered is a cohesiveness of ourselves, that we don't feel blown apart or scattered, that we feel like we're one within, one inside ourselves and one with the divine. Staying in our center involves staying physically balanced. So that balance along that axis, that balance of staying in your lower belly. And we might have time today to do a little exercise around that. And staying in our center is also keeping our energy very vibrant in that core or that axis of light, the Sushumna. So imagining it filled with light, opening to receive energy from the earth up through our roots into that core of light and opening to receive it from higher consciousness. And we can practice that through visualization and through meditation and breath work. And then, of course, staying in our center means that we have a practice to remain attuned to our higher power and maybe several practices. I like to have lots of tools in my toolbox, and I'll be sharing some of those tools with you today. And so take a moment to just check in with yourself. Do you feel centered right now? Or do you feel in some way scattered, overwhelmed, agitated, anxious, angry, can sometimes set us off of our center. Sadness or despair can. Just check in with yourself. How centered do you feel without judging that? Just noticing, because an important part of successfully centering ourselves and remaining centered, or at least coming back to it, is that awareness of whether we are centered or not. And you might check in with your physical body. So where would you say is the locus of your attention? In your head? Where is it in your heart? Those are not bad things if they're there. They're just not going to be as stable and balanced and centered as if when you are in your belly. So I noticed we have someone calling in, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to share with us what you're noticing or what comes up for you about centering. You are on the air with Awakening Self. Please share your name and where you're calling from.
Alan, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Alan.
I got a question. Hey, you know, I found meditation is really calming for me.
Mm-hmm.
And but my question is, it's hard for me to really calm my mind enough to, like, I'm working at it every night. Can't seem to stop the racing thoughts, you know what I mean? Like, really, you know what I mean? But I get a lot of a lot of relaxation from the meditation. So I don't know if I'm doing something wrong.
You're doing nothing wrong, Alan. And that's a very common experience. I imagine most anyone else listening right now would be nodding their heads going, yes, I have the same problem. That we're, yes, we're aiming to have a more quiet mind, but to let go of the expectations of how quiet the mind becomes, and that we're unlikely to have a completely silent mind when we're meditating. There may be some people who are extremely advanced who are able to reach that state of consciousness. But one thing that I've noticed lately that's been really helpful to me, and meditation is a great centering practice, so it's perfect you brought it up. The one thing I find very helpful is that when thoughts are coming up, and they come up a lot for me when I'm meditating, is rather than to put the attention on the thoughts or to worry about the thoughts or be, you know, upset or frustrated that thoughts are coming up or disappointed about that, to just keep paying more attention to the space between them, to the places that are quiet, or you can actually listen to the silence around you or gaps in the silence. If you have cars going by, then noticing, you know, the sound of the silence in between when a car drives by wherever you are, to try to put your attention on that.
Okay.
And you're not doing anything wrong, Alan. It sounds like you're absolutely just seeing meditation in the way it was intended to be, which was actually to bring awareness to the thoughts so that we can have choice, so that we can choose whether we're going to put our attention on that or choose to put our attention more on the quiet, the connection to the divine, the inner stillness. Is that helpful?
It really is, because, you know, I found a lot, if I can just be quiet and listen, I learn a lot, if that makes any sense to you.
Definitely. Definitely. And sometimes when we're in a meditative state where we can hear our own inner guidance, and that may be what you're,
yes,
you might be learning a lot about how you think and how your thoughts kind of evolve, and you may be learning a lot from some higher place in yourself.
Yes. You know, over about the last month, the more that I be quiet, you know, like kind of just zip the lip, you know, I've learned so much about myself. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yes, definitely.
It's
so that's
crazy. Yeah.
And that's another reason why meditation will help us when we're not meditating, because it reveals to us, oh, okay, this train of thought, it is a pattern for me. I notice it coming up. And when we notice it happening during the day, when we're going about our day, we'll have that little tool to notice it and go, oh, I can shift out of that habit of thinking because I've been able to do that in meditation. I can focus right now as I'm driving down the freeway on the quiet space in between those thoughts. So it gives you that tool, and it's like building a muscle.
Yeah. I really enjoy that quiet time. I don't, you know, even if it's just sitting in the backyard, just, you know, staring in the sky, you know, for like 10 minutes, you know, just that quiet time, that downtime, you know, just kind of recharges you, you know, instead of sitting in front of the TV.
Well, absolutely. We all need that quiet downtime. And it's interesting that you brought up TV, because a lot of people think TV is their downtime, right? TV is where I get to relax. But TV is actually stimulating our mind and our thinking. It's also stimulating our energetic body through electromagnetic frequencies. So it's not actually giving us the downtime that we need. And great that you mentioned bringing being outside, outdoors, and in nature or in your garden, because that's another really powerful centering technique, and it's another form of meditation. Just sitting outside doors, wherever you might be able to, where there's some nature around you, whether it's a patch of grass or a pot or a tree, or maybe if you're lucky and you live somewhere where you can hike and sit out somewhere, you know, out in a forest or by the ocean, and just let yourself be in the stillness. It's very rejuvenating and healing, and helps us find center.
It really is. It really is. I just enjoyed the show, and I was listening, and I got a call real quick.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad that you did, Alan. I will put you back on hold right now and see if anyone else would like to call in. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Blessings. We've already talked about a few ways that you can stay in your center that Alan brought up for all of us. And some other ways that we can stay in our center are actually through affirmation, through speaking a higher truth. So some of you may have used affirmations in the past, and they're not meant to be a cure-all or to immediately fix everything necessarily, but to help change your vibration, to change the way you think and the way you perceive what's going on around you, and can help you stay in your center. You can use an affirmation to remind you to stay in center, like, I am centered and in my calm place regardless of circumstances. That's an affirmation that you can use. And you, when you come up with an affirmation, you want to make sure that it sounds authentic and you can buy into it, right? You don't want to do a pie in the sky affirmation like, you know, everything is love and light and peace, and you look around and you go, yeah, right. You want it to be something that seems reachable and doable and really connects with an inner truth in you. For example, if you wanted to experience more peace in the world, you might say an affirmation such as, I am connecting more and more to the peace within me and seeing it more and more in others. That's something that you can see unfolding, that you can go, yeah, I can believe that that's possible. I can really affirm that and allow it to help change me and my perspective and how I interact with my world and how I respond to my world. You could say an affirmation like, Spirit brings divine order to seeming chaos. That's claiming that in some way, the chaos that's happening around us right now is going to resolve in some way. And it's going to be in a way probably that's beyond what I can think of in my own limited consciousness. You could have an affirmation of similar to, I call upon the source of love, allowing it to fill me and seeing it fill all other beings. That's something that you might be able to say, yeah, I can affirm that and I can practice that, and that feels authentic to me. I want to welcome Eileen Jean. I see you've just joined us today. If you would like to call in, if anyone listening would like to call in and share what your experiences of centering are or have questions that you would like to ask, again, the number is 563-999-3743. Another way to stay in our center is through prayer. Many spiritual traditions know the power of prayer. We've probably heard of, there have actually been scientific studies done that have shown that prayer can actually heal people from a distance. And so prayer can keep us in our center by maintaining our connection to that higher power or that divine, God, goddess, whatever we call that. It can help us feel more empowered in a seemingly powerless situation. We can call on something greater than ourselves. And it is a way to cultivate a daily conscious connection to the divine that can sustain us through hard times. Grounding and centering practices also are very helpful in keeping us centered. One is to visualize that we have energetic roots coming out of our feet and going down into the earth and connecting to the center of the earth. So that's called a grounding practice. And grounding is very connected to centering. When we're grounded, when we feel like we're anchored to something solid like the earth, we feel more stable and more centered. Another good centering practice is feeling a warm ball of energy in the belly and bringing our attention to that as much as we can. And you could just right now with me do a little centering practice by standing up. You're able to do so wherever you are. If you're listening to this on podcast, and you can stop and stand. If you're driving, obviously you're not going to be doing this, but you can still kind of get a feeling for it or practice it later. Just stand up and notice how you feel when you bring all of your energy up into your head. Just imagine that all of your attention, your energy goes into your head, and then just notice how steady or stable and how embodied you feel when you do that. So when we go into our heads, we aren't very stable. We aren't very centered. And we tend to feel more light and less connected to our feet, less connected to the ground. So then change this by slowly bringing your energy down through your body and imagining that your consciousness, your awareness, and your attention centers in your belly. And you might feel more substance, you might feel more substantial, more like you're in your body, embodied. Embodiment is so essential to feeling centered. When we're not in our bodies, when we're in our heads, fantasizing, worrying, getting off somewhere else, not really in the present moment, we're not very embodied. And when we're embodied, not only do we feel more stable and we can respond better to the situation at hand, but it's calming for the nervous system. The body actually feels more calm when we're in our body and when we're centered in our belly. You may have felt kind of a relaxation and a dropping of the shoulders when you brought your attention down into your belly. So that's a really great practice, and that you can do that on the spot wherever you are. You might take it a step further and try it on one leg and see what's the difference in your sense of balance when you're up in your head, when your attention is all up in your head and a lot on, you know, your eyes moving around and your thoughts and all that. And then you can exhale and imagine the energy going down and settling in your belly and noticing how much more stable and steady you might feel balancing on one leg in your belly. Of course, your experience may vary because balancing on one leg can be challenging, right? But I invite you to play with it and feel the difference. Tune into that. We've talked about meditation as being a way of centering. You can meditate right on that core of light within you, that energy channel from the crown of the head down to the base of the pelvis called the Sushumna. You can imagine that light within you through that core and meditate on it. Or you can meditate like Alan was talking about, our caller earlier, contents of the mind, noticing the thoughts and then putting your attention on the spaciousness, the silence, the quiet in between those, the quiet within. Spending time in nature is really important for our centering. So as I mentioned earlier, you can just sit out in your garden or out on your balcony or go walk to a neighborhood park, wherever you're able to get to a little bit of the earth, the soil, the plants, the animals, listening to the birds, feeling the air on your skin, breathing it in, maybe listening to the sound of a stream if you happen to be fortunate to live near a running body of water or waves on the ocean. It's if you're in an urban area, you can listen to a recording of that. But it's so much more powerful to actually be out in nature, that we receive an energetic benefit. We receive a physiological benefit from the fresh air and from the ions, for example, in the negative ions, I believe they're called, that are in the salt air by the ocean, that help calm our nervous system. And just be. Sit out in nature and just be, without agenda, without needing to do or accomplish anything. And it will really help quiet the system down and help us stay in our true, authentic self. And then the last thing I would like to suggest is spending time in community, in like-minded community, in spiritual community, with others who are practicing staying centered in some form or another. You can go to a meditation group. You can go to a spiritual center. You can join a community that likes to be out in nature and sit out in nature and enjoy being together. We all need a balance of solitude and community in our lives to be in our center, and especially during these challenging times, to find others who support us, who have the same values, who also want to connect to the divine in some way, and to find our authentic self within and support that in each other is invaluable. I hope that you'll go out and practice these things after listening to this show. You can listen to it again on podcast at any time. And you can join me again in 2 weeks, where we'll have a show on anger's positive power. There's so much anger up around, I've noticed lately, that there is a positive function for it, in a way that we can use it spiritually and to uplift us and others, rather than it being a quote-unquote negative emotion. And if you happen to be in the Bay Area, in the San Francisco Bay Area where I am, I have a one-day retreat coming up in April, on Saturday, April 29th, on Awakening Creativity. It'll be in Half Moon Bay, California. So if you want to know about my upcoming events, I'm going to have some online events this year too. You can send me an email at connie@awakeningself.com, and I'll be happy to add you to my newsletter list. So thank you all for being here today. I envision you centered in that bright light of your core and connected to the divine within you. Many blessings to you, and remember that the divine is awakening within you.
The Prince of Peace. We are the Christ that's here now, and we are the Mother of Mercy. We are the light in the darkness, and we are the wings of prayer. We have the hands to reach out, and we are the ones to be there. We have the heart that opens, and we have the eyes to behold.